Essay with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. And I am back with my next guest, and this is going to be fun for me. Nancy Coco has written a book called Give Fudge a Chance, and it is set in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
Oh, wow. It's so fun to talk to you because, of course, your book is set in Mackinac Island, and, you know, I'm from the Upper Peninsula. Are you from the Upper Peninsula?
My mom grew up in Pelston, so it's very close.
Ah, okay. Well, that's why you obviously love the area and have spent some time there on Mackinac Island, which is a, for people who have not been there, you just have to go. It is an amazing vacation destination.
Yes, I just love it.
So, this is book number what in the candy-coated mystery series?
This is book number 11.
11 already. Oh, my goodness. Well, we never get tired of sweets, and that's for sure. And particularly, fudge from Mackinac Island, which is the best in the world.
Yes, it's the fudge capital of the world.
So, tell us about this series and tell us about the new book, Give Fudge a Chance.
Sure. My series is set, of course, in Mackinac Island. And what I've got is an amateur sleuth who runs a hotel and fudge shop. And her name is Allie McMurphy, and she gets into all kinds of trouble. She also has pets. So there's those who love pets also will love the book. And there's all kinds of recipes, of course, fudge recipes and chocolate recipes. So I have a lot of fun with that.
Well, you certainly do. And they're great recipes. And explain to my listeners who don't know what Mackinac Island is, because it is quite unusual.
It sure is. What has happened is they have banned motorized vehicles. So what you have is kind of that Victorian feel with horse and buggy taxis, bicycles, and of course you can walk and hike all over lots of state parks.
And of back in the 30s and 40s, it was a destination vacation spot for many people from Hollywood.
Oh, yes, and it has these beautiful Victorian cottages on it, and lots of fun. And I don't know if you remember the movie Somewhere in Time, but that was also filmed on the island.
Oh, yes, I do. And, of course, you know, for people who have been there, this is the perfect time because there are lilacs, there are tulips, there are daffodils. It is a glorious time to be on Mackinac Island.
It sure is. And in fact, one of my books is set during the Lilac Festival.
I know, because I remember reading that and thinking, because I was there during the Lilac Festival. It is so incredible. I think the one thing I miss about not living up north, I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, we don't get lilacs, tulips, or daffodils. It's just too hot. But for anybody to see the lilacs there, it's breathtaking.
It sure is. And they have all different kinds, and some of them are quite large. So it's a lot of fun to walk around.
When you came out with the idea, I think, you know, it was just very clever. And when you think about the time that you've spent there, tell us some of the stories about what you've done on the island yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the fun things you can do is you can take a horse and buggy tour of the entire island. So you go around and they show you all, like, the historical places. There are different forts that you can go into. So I was in Fort Mackinac, which is right off Main Street, and that's a lot of fun because they do reenactions. So it's fun for adults, it's fun for kids. Then I've also gone hiking in the state parks, which are beautiful.
Now, it's on Lake Huron, and for people who don't know, who haven't been to Michigan, Michigan is a divided state. You have the Lower Peninsula, which looks like a hand with in a mitten, and then you have the Upper Peninsula, and they built a bridge to connect the two. For a long time, there wasn't a bridge, and then they built that bridge, which I don't like. I don't like that bridge. Do you like that bridge?
Really? It's actually very close to the Golden Gate Bridge. In fact, I think it's longer.
Oh, much longer.
It might not be higher.
Yeah, much longer, much higher. And if you're on it in a windy day, you don't want to be on it.
Yeah. And the fun part is over Labor Day, they actually walk across it. There's a walk that happens there.
I was on it one time when the wind was blowing, and that was the last time I ever drove on that bridge. Actually, for people who are afraid, they have drivers who will drive you from one side to the other. It gets very windy. But, of course, to get to the island, you need a boat, which is a lovely, lovely little trip. And when you get there, if you're, you know, you don't have devices, if you just put away all your devices, I don't know if you actually, when I was there the last time, I don't think they had cell reception, which I think is a glorious thing.
Exactly.
It's a
so
great.
It's like going back in time.
It is. It is. And I remember, who was it? I think it was Jimmy Durante used to go there, and so many of the famous stars spent time on the island, and just enjoyed it so much. Even in those days, you know, when they were in Hollywood, they'd always get, you know, surrounded by fans, but they could go to the island and be themselves and relax there. And that's how I think the fudge business started, when they started that. And in your story, the candy store is over 100 years old.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about your characters, because it's fascinating how you came out over the years, now into book 11, how you've developed your characters.
Well, thank you. In my protagonist, or my amateur sleuth, is, like I said, Allie McMurphy. She actually grew up in Detroit, where her father was an architect, but her grandparents owned and ran the family hotel, which is the McMurray Hotel in Fudgetop. And it had been in her family for over 100 years, and Allie knew her whole life that she was going to leave Detroit, and she wanted to help her grandparents and take over the hotel and such stuff. So when she arrived on Mackinac to do this, her grandfather died unexpectedly, leaving everything to her, and she must scramble to, like, modernize the McMurphy a little bit while keeping that 1870s look and feel. So she had a lot of fun with that. And as time has grown, when she first came to the island, she was kind of like an outsider. But as time has grown through the book series, she's worked really hard to be, you know, accepted as an actual islander. And I think for book 11, she actually is really well accepted.
And she has a love interest?
She does. Interestingly enough, when the books first started, her love interest was Trent Jessup, who was a very wealthy guy who would come. He had a bunch of businesses on the island. But what I found is that my readers really begged me to have her date Ray Manning. Ray Manning. And he was a local cop who she, of course, kind of bothered because she was doing his job as an amateur sleuth. So over time, Trent has to go back to Chicago, to run the family business, and Allie decides she doesn't want to split her time. She loves Mackinac Island. And what we find is that Rex is actually very attracted to her. And so they do get together by book. I think it's book 9.
Well, isn't it fun that you get input from your fans?
Yes, I loved it. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I had several fan notes that were sent to me via email going, please, please, please. Want her to go out with Rex.
I get such a kick out of it, how particularly I think with Cozy Mystery fans, they get involved with the characters, they start to think up storylines, they start to have ideas of where they should go, what they should say. You know, I think it's such a compliment to an author when fans feel that way, when they feel that, you know, the stories they read are real.
Yeah, and it's been a lot of fun, and I was really liking the fact that, you know, the readers have actually bought into the community, and they really love it. And several of them have actually gone to Mackinac Island. They'd never heard of it before, and they let me know that they really, really enjoyed it.
Well, exactly. It becomes, for fans, when they read a book that they really enjoy, it does become a destination for them to go and be in the places that you're writing about. I know that happened with another Kensington author, Carol J. Perry. Her books, Witch City Mysteries, are set in Salem. And so many of her fans will go to Salem, and they will find the different locations in Salem and stand holding her book and take selfies.
That's amazing. And that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And, of course, she can put them on her Facebook page, which is very encouraging. And, I mean, Salem has to hire her, you know, for their tourist bureau, because she encourages her readers to go to Salem. And just like your writing encourages people to go to Mackinac Island, because really so many people have not heard about it. But once they do, once they go there, they never forget it. A perfect place for a wedding or a honeymoon. Wow, you can't find during lilac season. I mean, I was married 3 times. I would have had a 4th wedding if I could, right there in during lilac season, because it is amazing.
And it smells so good. I mean, it really smells good.
There's nothing like it. There's something about real, you know, don't buy that spray lilac stuff. I mean, that'll destroy your nose. You need to be with real lilacs, surrounded by them, with when the wind is blowing and that breeze of the lilacs, it sticks in your memory forever.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
So get one of Nancy Coco's books, a great name you selected for writing about fudge, and take her books and go up to Mackinac Island, find yourself a cozy spot there underneath the lilacs, and just read and read and read and eat fudge. Right?
Yes. One of the fun things about Main Street, too, is it smells like fudge.
Oh.
So you have the lilacs, and then you have that fudgy kind of smell, and it's just wonderful.
People, that is a destination for you. I have a plan for all of you listeners out there. this is what you have to do. You have to head to Mackinac Island and get a bunch of Nancy Coco's books. Forget about all your electronic devices and just sit under the lilacs. There are all these lovely, as you said, Victorian places where you can stay, porches with rocking chairs. Oh, my goodness. What a vacation.
It's always a lot of fun to be on the island.
And then everybody send Nancy a selfie of yourself on the island holding one of her books, and she'll put it on her Facebook page, right?
Yes, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, that's exactly the perfect thing. Perfect for everybody all around, for the readers and for you, because we want to promote, of course, it's funny, you know, in Northern Michigan, for real youpers, you know, I'm a youper.
Yes.
We don't really want to encourage people to come there. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's beautiful in the Upper Peninsula. And the funny part is they call people below the bridge trolls. So my parents were youpers for a while, too.
Yeah, well.
Because they're under the bridge.
Yeah, those the trolls under the bridge. But, of course, you know, in the Upper Peninsula, we, in addition to the fudge, we have pasties. So,
those are so good.
Oh my goodness, they are so incredible to have to go on a perfect vacation where you go to the Upper Peninsula. You have Mackinac Island and the lilacs. You have the rest of the mainland of the Upper Peninsula. You have pasties and birch trees. Now that is a perfect vacation.
I agree 100%. There's all kinds of cabins and lakes. It's just a beautiful family destination.
Well, I love this series. It's really great. You always such compliments from everybody. Again, the covers are lovely. It's Kensington, so what do we expect? We expect the best. And it's a wonderful, wonderful book, and this one is called Give Fudge a Chance. It's book 11, and everybody, once you read this one, you can go back and start at the beginning and read all of them, because they're all fun. And Nancy, thank you so much for being on Joy and Paper today. And what is your website?
My website is www.nancyjcoco.com. And thank you so much for having me. This has been a blast.
Well, I wanted, because you're involved with, it was Memorial Day, and I was thinking about you, because you're involved with women vets. You're a veteran from...
I am a veteran. I was in the Air Force, and so there's a group of us called Women Rompet, and we write all different kinds of books and all different kinds of genre, and they're all veteran females, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, send me some more of your friends who are veterans, because I love to promote vets. As I said, yesterday was Memorial Day. I'm very involved with the F-105 Warriors from Vietnam, called Forgotten F-105 Warriors, because they have been forgotten. And nobody has given them the respect and the honor that they deserve. I feel very close to the Air Force particularly, but all vets. And I'd love to interview more women vets who are also now writing romance fiction, which is a great change.
Yes.
Okay. Well, again, Nancy Coco, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today. Keep up the writing, and we'll have you back when you hit a nice dozen, because we need a dozen. That's good. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I've had a lot of fun.
Okay. Bye-bye, Nancy. Great talking to you.
Bye.
Wow. Everybody, have a wonderful day. Bye-bye now.